The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. You have been off for more than 2 weeks, Tony. Did you go anywhere?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Downstairs? Does that count?
Oh,
I went downstairs
come on.
A bunch. No, I went to Delaware. I went a couple
right.
times to Delaware.
That's right. I talked to you in Delaware. Now, once and for all, are the cicadas gone? Are they gone from the DMV?
Oh, Mike, the cicadas have been gone for 2-3 weeks now. You have no worries
good.
If and when you come back.
I may come,
back
now.
In 17
Scared
years.
Scared of the
17
cicadas.
Years, you got to work. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Canadiens stay alive. Shohei will do it all in the All-Star Game. And Wilbon breaks down the Euro semifinal. But
that's right,
begin
baby.
Today with game one of the NBA Finals. Milwaukee at Phoenix. Two-time league MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo has been upgraded to questionable for tonight's game. Wilbon, we know who you are rooting for, Phoenix. But do you give the edge in the entire series to Phoenix or to Milwaukee?
To Phoenix, Tony. I think the Suns are a better team. I know you can't tell anything from the regular season. The Suns won each of the two games those two played by a single point. So that means nothing. That says even. But it's the way the Suns are playing, Tony. The Suns have had... I mean, they've only had a couple of games that were off in the entire playoffs. And they really, I mean, they dusted off the Lakers. They swept Denver. And even though it was a struggle there fairly late in the Clippers series, I mean, they really kicked Denver in the teeth. I'm sorry, kicked the Clippers in the teeth to finish off that series. So, look, this depends largely on Giannis. I expect to see Giannis tonight play. Once they upgrade him to questionable, I know he will go through the paces,
right.
The pregame warm-up, the doctors will evaluate him. They may tell him no. But once you upgrade him on game day to questionable, I expect to see him. Don't you?
I don't know that. I don't know that. I think Phoenix should be the favorite with or without Antetokounmpo on the floor. They won 51 games in the regular season. Milwaukee won 46. And Phoenix won them in a harder conference than Milwaukee. They are healthier than Milwaukee.
They
have home court advantage. I like a lot of things that Milwaukee has done this year. Jrue Holiday, most among them, getting somebody to run the team like that. But I like Phoenix more right now. And I'll tell you this, Mike. I know it often happens that when the team is on the road to begin with, they go back home and they win both games. I know that happens often. But you're asking Milwaukee then, if Phoenix wins the first two, as we've seen them do, you're asking Milwaukee to win 4 out of 5. I think that's hard. The one I'm going to say now is going to sound crazy to you. And it
what?
Is, I think the winner of the first game, including if it is Milwaukee, could sweep. I think a sweep is a possibility because there is no experience in the finals for anybody, basically, who's out there tonight.
Tone, I don't expect Milwaukee to sweep anything. If anybody's going to get swept, it would be Milwaukee, but I don't see that happening. You said something to me yesterday in our usual Sunday phone chat that has swayed me. You said, look, I would not play Antetokounmpo because even if they go down 0-2 at home, I mean 0-2 on the road, the Bucks, they go home with two games. They only have to win one game in Phoenix. It could be game 5. It could be game 7. And you sort of have convinced me with that, Tony. I don't think I would allow him to. I would try my best to talk him out of wanting to play tonight. Get those extra days in so by the time the series swings to Milwaukee, he is healthier. And so I think I agree. But, Tone, Phoenix is a better team right now. They're playing better.
They are.
They are the better team. They are healthier. They have home court. You pointed out all these things. I just think the way, and it seems like after getting free of the clutches of the Clippers, I mean, I think Booker and CP3 are going to be able to have a little bit of physical freedom out there. We'll see.
Before
while the
we
NBA
go to
finals,
the next story.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
I'm waiting. I'm listening.
Before we go to the next story, I want to congratulate you, Michael Ray Wilbon, on doing something that everybody will envy in the sports world. You
what?
Get to sleep in your own bed. for the entire finals. You get to sleep in your bed in Scottsdale and drive to the arena in Phoenix. You get to sleep in your bed in Chicago and take a 1 hour and 10 minute train to the arena in Milwaukee. Baby. I don't know that anyone has ever done this. It is spectacular.
Tony, I'm traveling with a backpack. That's it. Backpack and the toothbrush. That's all I got to travel with. It's great not to have to pack. Now, while the NBA Finals are just beginning, the Stanley Cup Final is headed to Game 5. The Canadians beat the Lightning in overtime last night to prevent a Tampa sweep. And that's just the way Tampa's mayor wanted it because she said she preferred Montreal win last night, setting up the Lightning being able to win and celebrate at home. Tony Carey Price was terrific in net for the Habs, and they did beat the Leafs after being down 3-1 in that series. So do you think Montreal has one more comeback, a giant, giant comeback left in them?
I'll get to that. I want to talk about the mayor first. I believe her name is Jane Castor, and I believe at one time she was on the police force in Tampa. I hope this works out for her better than it works out for Bill de Blasio in New York City when he attacked Trae Young, and then Trae Young won that series. Because if the Canadiens have one giant comeback left and they somehow win this series, this mayor will be recalled in 24 hours, and she'll be walking a beat in her city. Now, as to whether the Canadiens can do it, of course they can do it. Of course they can do it, because they're the Montreal Canadiens. They've got, I want to get the number right, they got more NHL championships than anybody, more Stanley Cups.
27?
They got 23.
27?
23.
23, okay.
Tampa Bay's got two, all right? And so if Carey Price gets hot and he gives an indication in Game 4 that he gets hot, you know as well as I do that the most dominant thing in a hockey playoffs is a hot goalie.
In sports, in all the sports, team sports, goalie, hot goalie can kill. Can take a bad team and just run for a while. And Carey Price, we think he still has that kind of talent. Is he hit a stride right now? We don't know. But Tony, yes, I was rooting for Montreal anyway. I grew up at a time where Montreal was winning a lot of the Stanley Cups, a lot of those 23 you just mentioned. So they've been gone for so long. They're like the Suns. 1993, I think, was the last time for Montreal, like it was for the Phoenix Suns. I'm rooting for them, especially now that this mayor has gone out and said this absurd thing. You know, we'll delay it. Let's stage it. Let's manipulate it. Let's massage it so that we can get the victory we want and the parade we want and the reaction civically we want. Now I'm really rooting for Montreal. Do I think they can do it? No. Tampa has proven, Tony, over these last few years, they lost in a Stanley Cup final to the Blackhawks. They are there. They're consistently really good and sometimes great, and they're going to win this series.
Yeah, if you're asking me would I bet on Montreal, no, I wouldn't bet on Montreal.
Right.
I would bet
right.
on Tampa. Montreal has the fewest amount of points of any team that even qualified for the playoffs. They got no business going this far. But I will say this. If they can win Game 5 in Tampa, if they can do that, that mayor is going to sweat it out. Because Montreal's not going to lose the cup at home. That's not how they roll.
They won't lose the cup at home.
So there be a Game 7. Joe Maddon, who is Shohei Ohtani's manager, is advising Kevin Cash, who will manage the American League All-Stars next week, to pitch and hit Ohtani in that game. Ohtani is the first pitcher to make the All-Star game as a pitcher and a hitter since the game was created in 1933. Ohtani has 31 homers, the most in baseball, and he'll pitch tonight in his last start before the break. Wilbon, is Maddon right to encourage Cash to pitch and hit Ohtani in the All-Star game?
Of course, yes. Yes, this is historic. Not historic like it's happened three times in the get-up era. No, it's never happened, ever. And now, okay, there was no All-Star game back when Babe Ruth could have and would done this.
That's right.
There wasn't. I mean, because Babe Ruth could have done this every year from, 1914 to 1923 or something like that. I mean, Ruth could have done this many times, but he didn't because it was no All-Star game. Started, I think, in 1933, the All-Star game. So, yes, encourage it. Not everything is a big deal. And Joe Maddon is not some, Johnny-come-lately, doofus who only wants to manage by numbers and not pay attention to the history of the game. Joe Madden's a grown, mature man who understands the significance of certain events. Good for Joe.
So let me get to the exact question. should Kevin Cash do this? Yes. Not only should he do it, but if he doesn't start Ohtani on the mound and as a DH, then Rob Manfred should remove him from being a manager. He should pull him. He should yank him the way Kevin Cash yanked Blake Snell in the World Series. Yeah. Because Ohtani is the player that most people want to see most. This is, as you say, a historic event. I would start him only because if he's out there as a DH, start him on the mound. Because if he's out there as a DH, it may get complicated in terms of where and how he warms up if you're going to bring him in as a reliever. And I would also start him because you don't have Jacob deGrom in the American League. You don't have a guy with a 0.something ERA. The best ERA right now in the American League among the pitchers is 1.98, Kyle Gibson from Texas. And he can
That's
go pitch
significantly better
inning,
than Ohtani, though.
Yeah, but you want him out there early. And it's an exhibition game. It's not a real game. And one more thing. I'm saying this so the kids can see Ohtani before they go to bed. And by the kids, I mean me. Because I want to go to bed at 9, and I want to see Ohtani.
I want to see him at the top of the order. Maybe he'll hit a home run before they go to bed. Because he's got 31 of them. 31. I mean, that's a more impressive feat than anything he's done from the mound, Tony, because we're not going to talk about the pace of it. But at a time where hitters can't do anything in Major League Baseball, this guy's got 31. That's like Reggie Jackson back before some All-Star game. You probably covered 71. Yep. Jackson had some crazy number of home runs in 1971 at the All-Star game before they played in Detroit. He didn't break any records, but wow, that's a wow.
Let's take a break. Coming up, could the Yankees' struggles this season cost Brian Cashman his job?
Wow. Should the Cubbies start trading away their stars, World Series winners from 2016, now that they can't win a game and they've lost 10 straight? Goodness.
How is Max Scherzer not on the All-Star team? Fourth in ERA, fifth.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mail time. When you make us deal with your issues on national television, let me see what's first here.
Mail time!
Here
Better
we go.
Than your issues.
Could you see the Yankees dumping Brian Cashman?
You know, Tony, this comes up because the Yankees have been hanging around 500, which is not acceptable. There are, you know, conversations about Boone has to go. My former neighbor, I don't want to see him back in Arizona yet. I'd like to see him manage the Yankees further. But, Tony, they loaded up their lineup just to sort of hit home runs. And, you know, big right-handed hitters who aren't performing all that well. The Yankees seem, to me, they always do that, whether they load it up with lefties or load it up with righties. And now it's easy to pitch around, allegedly. And they're struggling, and the Red Sox are sort of soaring, and therefore everybody's got to go. Enough of this. I mean, I know this is closer to your heart than mine. So do you think Cashman needs to go?
Let's just understand something. The Yankees invented the home run in baseball. That's why they load up with too many right-handed power hitters. I'm old school. I don't believe there's ever too many right-handed power hitters. If there's no goop for a couple of months, I think the hitters come back. Let me answer this question directly, though. If George Steinbrenner were still running the Yankees, Aaron Boone would have been fired in May, and Cashman would be out at the All-Star break. But Hal Steinbrenner doesn't seem to be that kind of boss. I think it's perfectly reasonable to believe that Hal Steinbrenner is friends with Cashman. I don't think you dump Cashman after one bad year out of 20 years.
It's not even, it's
you
not
may
even
want to dump Boone. You may dump Boone, but you would keep Cashman, don't you think, for at least another year?
The year is not even over. Let me ask you a real quick question
Nail
here.
This.
I'm sorry. The Yankees invented the home run, yes. But George Herman Ruth and Lewis Gehrig were left-handers. They hit from the left side
of
the plate.
I know.
They're not right-handed guys because they hit it over that 290-foot bogus right
but it's
field
a new
fence.
Mike, it's a new Yankee stadium. The dimensions aren't the same. And Joe DiMaggio was a right-handed hitter, and Mickey Mantle was a switch hitter. And all these guys, they got a right-hander. Let's
Barra,
go.
Barra
Let's
was
go
right-handed,
to your Cubs.
Right?
The Cubs haven't won since they're no-hitter. Should they trade their stars?
Yes. It's like the 85 Bears. The 16 Cubs were great. They did something historic. They did something so difficult. It was so difficult. The pressure those guys played under with Bryant winning an MVP and Baez and Rizzo. And I love those guys. When they walk into a restaurant in Chicago, I will stand and applaud. All right? They may be my favorite team of my life in any sport. But, Tone, they can't get it going again. I walked past David Ross. This is so crazy. The night after the no-hitter, which is the last time the Cubs won in L.A., I'm walking down the street. There's David Ross. We stop. We chat. And so David wants his eye. They get lost that night in a walk-off to the Dodgers. And I said to David, dare I ask you how we did the night after the no-hitter? He said, we got walked off, but it's going to be okay. I'll see you in August. You'll come to Wrigley. Tony, it's done. They're done. I hate to say this. They're done. They're done. Trade them. Start over. I love those guys. It doesn't seem to happen.
Here are their stars. Baez, Bryan and Rizzo. That's their infield. You want to trade the entire infield? Baez is 28. Bryant is 29. Rizzo is 31. They're in the primes of their careers.
They are.
Personally, I'd love to see the Nats pick up Bryan and put him at third. I'd love to see him pick up Rizzo and put him at first. But if I'm the Cubs, I'm just not going to sell off right now. Those are your best players, and they're your
infield. How long are you going to wait?
Enough of
your
issues.
How long are you going to wait? 16. It's 5 years ago.
It's
How long are you going to go?
It's your
I love
business.
Them.
You're the
I love them.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, a big day for Zion Williamson.
And a surprise today at Wimbledon. Tone, I can't even believe I'm saying that out loud, but I just think it's a one hit, but a hell of a hit. You know, the 85 Bears, they couldn't
Richard
get it together
Dent?
Again.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 21st birthday, Zion Williamson. In his 1 year at Duke and his 2 years at New Orleans, Zion has become a charismatic star, almost at the level of LeBron James. In fact, you can make the case that Zion Williamson was the biggest star coming out of high school since LeBron. Imagine how much bigger he might be if he actually played in the playoffs. He hasn't yet. The Pelicans were 30-42 in Zion's first season, 31-41 in his second. Those records prompted David Griffin to fire Alvin Gentry and then fire Stan Van Gundy. So Zion will be working on his third NBA head coach in 3 years next season. Nobody questions Zion's talent. What they question is his durability over the long haul. And as long as we're asking questions about Zion, here's one, Wilbon. How much money do you think he could have made at Duke if he had the right to market his name and likeness?
Well, he wasn't going to make $40 million a year at Duke, and he's on his way to that in the NBA no matter how many times he gets to the playoffs. But, Tony, I mean, look, I know it didn't work there in terms of the record of the team. You pointed that out. But I thought Stan Van Gundy was great for Zion. He helped expand, and we can now see the skill set, which includes playmaking. And Zion did a lot of things that were damn impressive this season. I know the team didn't play up to it, but, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where they go from here in New Orleans.
Happy anniversary, Los Angeles Clippers. On this day 2 years ago, the Clippers pulled off a huge coup by signing Kawhi Leonard and trading for Paul George. Those two were supposed to lead the Clippers past the Lakers, the team they tanked to avoid this year, and to the NBA championship. The world is still waiting for that. The Clippers began this process by trading Chris Paul to Houston in 2017, then trading Blake Griffin to Detroit in 2018, and then trading Tobias Harris to Philadelphia in 2019. That cleared enough cap space to sign Kawhi, who agreed to come after the Clippers pulled off a trade with Oklahoma City to bring in George. Oklahoma City has ended up with a good player in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and a treasure chest of 18 first-round and 18 second-round picks, which will either turn out to be gold or a bag of beans.
Tony, but now the rumors out there about where Kawhi could wind up and how the dominoes fall and how the whole league could be rearranged by a movement of a couple of players, but Kawhi is at the center of that. Don't know whether he's going to leave or not. He didn't have to go anywhere. He wanted to come home to L.A. Last I checked, L.A., he's still there in his home. But the rumors, man, like whether he might go to Miami or whether Jimmy Butler might wind up in Golden State, the dominoes are fun, but just NBA rumors are out of control and most of it never happens.
A melancholy trails to Terry Donahue, the winningest football coach in UCLA and Pac-12 history, died yesterday at 77. Donahue was the first person to appear in a Rose Bowl game as a player, an assistant coach, and a head coach, all for UCLA. He was an assistant there under Dick Vermeil before taking over the Bruins at age 31. And coaching from 1976 to 1995. Donahue's career record at UCLA was 151-74-8. His Pac-12 record, 98-51-5. His Bruins won or shared 5 conference titles when the Pac-12 meant something. And he became the first coach to win bowl games in 7 consecutive seasons. At UCLA, Donahue coached future Hall of Famers Troy Aikman, Kenny Easley, and Jonathan Ogden. After retiring from coaching, Donahue worked in the broadcast booth for CBS, Fox, and the NFL Network. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2000.
Tony, he was such a dashing guy. It was perfect for Southern California. And he was a great coach.
Yep.
Who knows if UCLA will ever find those heights again. But he was just always forever young to me was Terry Donahue. I was stunned to hear that he's even 77 years old because he just looked great until the last time we saw him publicly.
Quick to the big finish. The Hawks removed the interim tag from head coach Nate McMillan. Your thoughts?
That's a no-brainer. That's the no-brainer decision of the offseason already to retain Nate McMillan. Men's second seed Daniel Medvedev lost in the quarters. Are you surprised?
I am, but it helps Roger Federer. He gets an easier opponent next round. The U.S. women's soccer team beat Mexico 4-0 in their last match before the Olympics. Big deal.
44 consecutive wins, Tony. Yes, I think that's a big deal for that team. Bruce Springsteen's daughter was named to the U.S. Olympic equestrian team. Aren't you impressed?
It's tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. Last one. Who you got in tomorrow's other Euro semi, England or Denmark?
Tony, I got England. You know, I've only been to the biggest soccer game I've been to outside of World Cup is England, and, you know, I'm rooting for them.
Out of time. Trying to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads.